The whole Baltimore Bridge, Francis Scott Key thing is wild. And it is now a tragedy, as, you know, bodies of a couple missing construction workers were recovered just yesterday after divers found them in a pickup truck.
Oh, gosh, they were filling potholes.
Yeah, yeah. It was just some overnight workers working on the road on the bridge. And had it been during, rush hour, could have been a lot more catastrophic for sure. But
yeah, they were able to send out a Mayday distress call and were able to close traffic at the last minute.
Yeah.
Which, you know, probably saved many more lives.
Probably, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a wild video that I'm sure you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Time and time again.
The stamps of when it lost power and then came back on, and then, but it was just too late.
Yeah. So, you know, we're a river city, and we've been dealing with some bridge stuff of our own.
Yeah.
With semi-truck.
So many people were like, when I first saw the story, I immediately thought it was local.
Oh,
like,
really?
There's so many people that, like, when I first saw that a bridge collapsed, I thought it was going to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So yeah, people have been on edge.
Yeah, for sure. From wave three, they kind of ask, and we are now wondering, hey, so we've got a lot of bridges that are crossing the Ohio. Could something like this happen in Louisville?
Vessels like the massive container ship that struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge are much larger and heavier than anything allowed on the Ohio.
Okay, so that's good to start.
I'm hearing no.
Right, yeah.
That's what I hear.
Likelihood of this scenario we saw in that video occurring on our Ohio bridges are small.
His opinion is supported by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, which points out the cargo ship size in the Baltimore incident can weigh as much as 95,000 tons,
oof,
30 times larger than the largest barges on our rivers.
Yeah, so barges mostly and you know, river boats and things like that are on our waterways, not these huge cargo ships that weigh 95,000 tons.
That's a lot.
Which is huge.
Crazy to think about that something like that can float.
Yeah. Which, yeah,
when
yeah, exactly.
I hear how heavy that is, I'm like, really? How in the world is that floating?
I mean, look, you know, we've had stories here in the past couple of years of barges hitting our bridges, and it's just like, funk. Oh, my bad. And then just like
marks it up a little bit.
The bridge is like, that all you got?
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Uh-huh.
So thankfully it doesn't look like, unless the bridge itself is under engineering disrepair, all of the bridges that are crossing the Ohio River should withstand barges running into them.
But we're not going to have anything that big, because that's like the ninth biggest port in the country.
So yeah, the Baltimore.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot that passes through that area.
Well, yeah. And so
it's not going to be here.
And so, you know, I've been to Glasgow, which is, again, kind of a port city into the North Sea. And there's Amsterdam, which all of these huge ships that traverse the Atlantic and the Pacific, you know, are coming into these ports and things like that. And, you know, you can see that. I mean, these ships are not your ships that you see rolling down the Ohio. They are absolutely huge. So, we'll keep you posted on the latest. But the good news seems to be that
don't have to worry about that here.
Unlikely that a barge traversing the Ohio would cause one of the bridges over the Ohio to collapse.
If you happen to see one though barreling down. And you're crossing the bridge. I'm like, okay, I'm getting across the bridge real quick.
Yeah, I know. How many people are thinking, man, with the semi hanging off the Second Street Bridge,
it's much.
And now this Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, and you're thinking, all right, you know what? I don't need to go to Indiana.
Nope.
We're
fine. Stay away from water.
You know what?
In general,
I don't need to go to Indiana. I think we're fine right here.
Hang out. I'm gonna get stuff delivered.